WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week 8 of the Memorial Football Show. The Tigers still undefeated. Getting used to saying that off the top of this program. John Hurley will join me, Brad Klein, on the program talking about the 47-7 drubbing against Wright's. A running clock at the end. The Panthers now with two consecutive losses, one against Castle and one against Memorial. And again, the Tigers not in that boat. They are unbeaten through seven. But John Hurley has to get ready to play Vincennes on Friday. He and the rest of the group, namely Andrew Jones, who will be joining us here on WREF on the program. The junior offensive lineman certainly had a hand in the offensive explosion against Wrights and certainly will have a hand in week 8 against Vincennes. All that and more here on WREF week 8 of the Memorial Football Show, brought to you by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. All right, we'll take a step aside. John Hurley will join the program on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Bring your car or truck into Mankey's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Mankey's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 8 of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
So, really appreciate your time to talk about this win against Wrights, and this one was impressive. A statement win, 47-7 against a recently undefeated Wrights team, going to this game with one loss, that one against Castle, and now Memorial still unscathed. This one, like I said, statement win against a good team like Wrights. What did you guys show? What did you guys prove on Friday night?
Well, I think we showed that our kids week to week have done a good job preparing for the next opponent and turning the page on the last game, and hopefully we can continue to do that. Wright's a good football team. I felt like our guys executed very well.
Again, John Hurley here on WREF against Wrights. They go into this game trying to get back on track after that loss against Castle. But what did they show you? You know, we're talking about Memorial, but I think a lot of people are just surprised that this turned into a running clock game, and not the surprise that you guys won, but the margin surprising. So what did you see from a Wrights team that's trying to get back on track, like I said?
Well, we thought we had a pretty good matchup with them in their secondary, and we were hoping we'd be able to run the football a little bit. You know, I felt like their front four are pretty stout, and I know they're down a linebacker or two, and the guys I have in there are pretty solid, but they're not the same run stopper that they had in the Coates kid. But you know, a lot of it goes off to we had some big plays and made somebody miss and turned, you know, a 15-yard gain into a 16-yard gain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had some big plays.
I know you're alluding to Luke Elsperman there with more than 200 yards on only 5 catches. Do the math. That's nearly – it's actually more than 40 yards per catch and 3 touchdowns for him. So, with Luke, the yards after catch, it's a big deal for him. It's a big part of his game, but seemed like especially true on Friday. What'd you see from him?
Well, you know, the one thing, I think it was about week 2, I remember calling a play, and he was on the backside, and I'm not saying it was bad body language, but it looked like it was like, well, shucks, you know, I'm on the backside. But, you know, Matthew has the ability to work through his progressions pretty good, and he found Luke on the backside. He did that a couple times on Friday night on the backside of maybe a sprint out or something like that. So it just shows that, you know, he's staying alive in his routes. And, you know, he's become more of a complete player, especially in the running game as far as blocking, but also running the ball for us from time to time. And, you know, I just think he continues to improve.
In this game, like you said, Matthew Fisher was really, really effective. He had the 2 touchdowns on the ground. So the red zone game for him, versatile and certainly successful. But to me, Coach, one of the things that we really need to focus on is the defense. Now, this is a Wrights offense who in the past has looked really good, but recently they've struggled, namely against Castle a couple weeks ago, only 7 points. Against you guys on Friday, only 7 points. So maybe a bit of a flawed offense, but your defense only allowing 7 points, that doesn't happen without some success on that side of the ball for you. But what was actually going right, if you can pinpoint how you guys won that phase of the ball?
Well, I think getting them into third and long or you know, at least third and medium has been a big deal for us. And, you know, Coach Johnson's got the guys on defense really playing together and with confidence, and that's a big deal. If you got guys flying around, and I know they say it all the time, 11 is 1, and get kids to buy into it, you can make some good things happen. And right now they're playing a good team defense.
Again, we're here on WREF. John Hurley, the head coach of the undefeated Memorial Tigers for Week 8 of the Memorial Football Show. We'll take a step aside here on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Here from Andrew Jones on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASE certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on Week 8 of the Memorial Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Andrew Jones, the junior lineman for the undefeated Memorial Tigers, is here on WREF. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate your time.
Yeah, you got it.
So for you to be in the thick of it with the offensive line really doing a number on Rice, and certainly a 47-point clinic offensively against a team that was not too long ago undefeated, that's a statement win for this team. So by your perspective, what was going right, especially in the trenches, to ultimately dominate the Panthers?
I just think, like, what worked well for us is the whole line was working well together. Right side, left side, everybody was working great, keeping people out of the backfield, opening holes for our running backs, and just giving Matthew time to throw the ball. I think if we can continue to do that, it'll be a good season for us.
What does Luke Elsperman owe you and the rest of the offensive line for his 200-yard performance? And now he's in your debt, so how does he fulfill that debt?
I don't think there's a debt. I think it's a team sport. All he needs to give is a high five and say good job, and which he does. He recognizes his line. He recognizes what we do for him, what we do for the quarterback. So he doesn't notice anything.
See, if I were you, I'd be asking for, you know, a night out, dinner, something like that. Just something to equalize it and get back to even, in my opinion. But, hey, that's you, Andrew Jones, here on WREF and one of the junior linemen for Memorial Football, the team undefeated. How much of the idea of an undefeated regular season is on your and the rest of the locker room's mind with only two games remaining?
It's a good feeling to be here through week 7, and obviously we all hope we can keep it there through week 9 and hopefully through on after that. But I think that the main goal is just everybody looking to get better each week. And obviously the win, if we get better every week, should come just with getting better. So I think it's a pretty big goal of ours, but I think for the most part it's just getting better every week.
By your estimation, where can this team improve upon maybe the most and the most immediately?
Really, mostly just some communication on the line. Here and there we'll have a communication issue, but I mean, other than that, we can work on communication, maybe a little bit of physicality. But other than that, I think we should be doing pretty good for ourselves.
Now, you certainly have been. The proof is in the record, 7-0, and there really haven't been many, if any, four-quarter games. I'm looking now. There really haven't been. You guys have put these teams away in a hurry to have a running clock against a Rice team that until recently hadn't lost in the regular season since October of 2021. That's a statement. Now you guys are trying to make another statement in Week 8 on Friday against Vincennes up in Vincennes. So my question to you is, against the Alices, what has to go right to stay undefeated?
What we got to do is just, as a line at least, we got to protect Matthew, protect our running backs, keep everybody healthy through week 8, week 9, and through the playoffs. And just if we can keep Matthew healthy, people out of the backfield, we know he'll hit his targets. We know he'll hit his guys in the downfield. And if he has to scramble, he'll do it, because we know he's a team player. He'll do what he's got to do to win. As long as we can keep him healthy and safe, keep our receivers and our running backs healthy, our line should have a good week blocking, keeping guys out of the backfield with Matthew.
Andrew Jones, the junior lineman for the undefeated Memorial Tigers here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Andrew, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the first 7. Go get the next 2, and then whatever lies ahead, trying to get to Lucas Oil. Good luck on that.
Thank you. We'll do.
You got it. All right, we take a step aside, and on the other side, John Hurley, the head coach, rejoins the program, putting a bow on the program and talking about Vincennes on Friday. All that and more on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop here on week 8 of the Memorial Football Show with the head coach, John Hurley. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach. So, with you guys undefeated, the target on your back continues to grow. No surprise. That's what happens with a 47-7 win against a really, really strong and really, really historic Wrights team. Now you guys have to face Vincennes on the road. Final road game of the year. What's the game plan against the Alices?
Well, I tell you, the biggest thing is make sure we got our minds right to go on the road, and because it does change your routine, and we don't have school on Friday, so that's another thing you got to kind of work through the process of. So that'll be the first thing we start at. But then, really, against Vincennes, it's the same thing every week. We got to work at stopping the run, and really controlling their quarterback and trying to limit his big play potential. Offensively, we still have to be efficient with the football, especially in the passing game. But we still need to improve on our running game.
I don't think that the Alices really want to hear that after a 47-7 win. Didn't look like the offense was broken against Wright. What in the run game can be improved upon?
I just think we need to be more efficient in it. You know, we could probably run the ball a little bit more. And, you know, early in the season, I think teams were playing a little bit softer. They kind of moved up, and now it's opened up some of the throws over the top. So I'm sure we'll get some variation of that this week.
Silly question for you. Why is it important to you and to the rest of the staff that the run game be significantly better than it is right now, just because the offense is clicking and there's an element of, at least from my perspective, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Well, it allows you to control the time of possession, and it allows you to control the tempo within the game. And, you know, then it opens up a lot of play action. You know, if you're going to drop back and throw it every time, you know, defenses start trying to load up on you and it causes more problems. And if we can keep them on their toes, you know, and be more diversified in what we're doing, I think it'll help us be more efficient offensively, and we'll have shorter third downs and less punts, all the good things.
Memorial getting ready to head up to Vincennes on Friday, a 6:30 kick against the Alices, and certainly a big game for both teams. Vincennes trying to pull off the upset, and Memorial trying to stay unbeaten, and certainly feels like the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, with only two games left, and you guys still undefeated. Is this being discussed, the idea of finishing the regular season without a blemish on the record?
Well, I mean, it's discussed in the media a little bit, but as far as in the locker room or in the coach's office, we're really focused on just this week. And I think that's what makes football a lot different than other sports. You get one opportunity a week. So we spend a lot of time working for that one chance, and we want to make sure we got the right mindset going into it.
You know, Coach, before I let you go, I do want to circle back to something that you mentioned a moment ago, which is the idea of the routine on Friday being disrupted, the pregame routine. No school, that puts a dent in what typically is your plan for a Friday. And then also the drive up to Vincennes. I mean, that's going to be one of, if not the longest road trip of the year. So what do you do as a coach to try and get this to be as normal as possible for the guys? And I know the players, regardless of level, they're creatures of habit.
Well, you know, it's a little concern. We don't have school on Friday. What are the guys going to do Thursday night, especially with the fall festival and things like that? So we'll do a walkthrough Friday morning to get everybody out of bed, make sure we're walking around and do the normal walkthrough we would do after school. We'll just do it at the beginning of the day. That way when we report to the bus, we'll have them pick up a sandwich, like, and try to make it as similar as they would. You know, most of the guys eat around 3:10 on a regular game. So we'll try to do the same as we go up there and prepare and try to get them on the regular routine as fast as we can.
That's Sean Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football here on WREF, week 8 of the Tiger Football Show, getting ready for the 6:30 kick on Friday up in Vincennes. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday. Congratulations on the win against Wrights last week. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do on Friday.
All right, thank you very much.
You got it. You've been listening to week 8 of the Memorial Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and by Evansville State Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Scott Stratman, Attorney at Law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Memorial Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.